Sára Boldog Sálkaházi, the journalist who became a sister. Sára Boldog Sálkaházi, an altruistic sister, was born on May the 11th, 1899, in Kassa. She was the daughter of the German owner of the Hotel Sálkaház. Her mother was from Austria, who, as per the father's request, talked to the children only in Hungarian. Sára was barely 2 years old when her father passed away. The children were brought up in a religious household. While growing up, Sára rather preferred playing masculine games. She was a strong, happy, and passionate girl. She graduated from a teacher's training school. Her becoming an adult coincided with the end of World War I and the breakup of the monarchy, as well as the signing of the Trianon Peace Treaty. She experienced all this personally while living in Kassa. When Kassa was annexed into the newly created Czechoslovakia, the government demanded a loyalty test from all teachers. Sára refused it and had to leave her profession. After spending a year teaching, she learned bookbinding, and she worked in her sister's hat shop and wrote romantic literature and critical pieces. She became a journalist and editor. In the 1920s, she worked and wrote, allowing herself a lifestyle of a bohemian. She smoked, and she liked to go out and party. Her work was getting acknowledged, but she never felt that her life was complete. She got involved in helping the poor. In 1929, the Society of Altruistic Sisters, which was founded by Margit Schlachta, started a program in Kassa, where they also founded a building. Sára, after getting to know the society, accepted her 10-year-long calling and joined the sisterhood. She was a strong and multi-talented worker. She was sometimes in Kassa, other times in Szegvár, Budapest, or Komárom. She ran a religious gift shop in Komárom, managed the charity organization, taught Bible studies for 26 hours a week, and edited the Catholic Woman magazine. She lived for 2 years in the convent next to the St. Anna Chapel, where today Radio Maria operates. Her legacy is remembered in one of the corners of the chapel. We think that her work is assisted by Sister Sára from the other side, where she represents us all. The lot of her work took a toll on her, both spiritually and physically. She, as a talented woman, couldn't take it lightly that those of the women with less ability became her superiors and that they couldn't complete their tasks efficiently. For all these, she was doing continuous penance. Her sisters had sometimes hard times dealing with the different, short-tempered and passionate Sára. Fortunately, Margit Schlachta, the founder of the society, who was also no ordinary woman, despite all false accusations, kept Sára in the sisterhood, recognizing her exceptional personality. Sára went through a spiritual reformation. She knew that she was Jesus' bride. At the end of the 30s, Sára wanted to go on a mission, but her travel fell through due to the start of World War II. It wasn't easy for her to accept it, but her conscious humbleness helped her deal with it. "I won't ask any more to go to Brazil. My only desire left is to live a sacred life and serve the Lord," she noted in her diary. She swore her allegiance to the sisterhood at Pentecost in 1940. Her motto was, "Hallelujah, exe ego mitemi, here I am, please send me." Already in the 30s, Margaret Schlachter and the society struggled against Nazi ideology. After the outbreak of the war, they continued saving people from their demise, not worrying about the dangers and consequences. Sára was an active participant in this work from the beginning. In 1942, she changed her name from Schlachhaz to Sálkaházi to protest the Nazi ideology. In September of 1943, with the permission of her superiors, she offered her life in case the church would be persecuted or the society and sisters would get in trouble. This meant that she was ready to die for them. Their work of saving innocent lives continued. They manufactured falsified documents, hid refugees. It was an everyday challenge with life and death consequences. Sára, as the leader of the safe house in Bokréta Street, was as active as she could be with this work. The society saved approximately 1,000 lives. 100 of them can be directly connected to Sára's intervention. Sára was unbelievably fearless. In the middle of an air raid, she walked between bomb craters as if there were peace. She had an inner peace. According to her sisters, they remember how heavy she was at Christmas time in 1944. On December the 27th, The members of the Hungarian Nazi Party surrounded the safe house as they were looking for Jews. As Pera made the accusation, a raid was conducted on the house in the Pokréta Street. Sára was not present, but by the time she got home,
4 people had been arrested,
along with a female Bible teacher. Sára tried to intervene, but she was arrested and taken away. On the same night, next to the Freedom Bridge, the 6 individuals were shot to death into the Danube. First, they were disrobed. Sára, just before she was killed, turned towards her killers, lowered herself to her knees, and made the sign of the cross. Her life was complete. She was the only one from the Society of the Altruistic Sisters who died as a martyr during the war. Sára Sarkoházi, an altruistic sister, was beatified in 2006.